Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll talk some baseball coming up top of the hour. Alana Rizzo, Foul Territory will hang out. College football next hour as well. Thor Nystrom will be here. We are live on X this hour. Bet_Sweats. It's Sammy P and Joe Ostrowski. We'll talk about some line moves coming up here. I wanted to throw something your way because I'm genuinely curious where you stand on this. And I've heard this conversation in years past, and I don't really know what the correct answer is. And we've talked a little bit about it. Contests. So I think we can all agree that there's a little bit of tipping culture that is gotten completely out of hand, like everything we do in life. It's like, boom, there's the screen. There's 20%. And let's start there for whatever it is. Oh, you're just paying for your groceries here. Tip 15%. It's like, what? I bagged your groceries. Like, it's just gotten so out of control. In Vegas, where you lived for a short period of time, it's more prevalent. It's with everything. And I know there are complaints about that, but now it's just everywhere with everything that you do. Where do you stand when it comes to winning contests? Like, I've heard people that were in the Circa contest, Circa Survivor, and they were in it, and they kind of started to wonder, wait, I might win $1 million. Like, what do you tip to your proxy, the person that enters the pick for you every single week? Like, depending what they're doing, like in life, there are certain percentages. Like, we all can somewhat agree in a restaurant with a server, or you're going up to the bar, what standard is. But there are other things in life you're like, I have no idea. And if we're talking about a lot of money, like, is it really going to be 5 to 10%? Like, where do you stand on that with what you would tip in a contest that you were to win?
Without thinking much about it,
yeah,
I would say if I won $1 million, I'd probably start at 25,000.
25 grand. Okay.
I think it's a good place to start, and maybe that's a little high, but I...
Yeah, maybe. Well, remember, I don't, okay, did you say $1 million?
If I win $1 million, yeah, 25,000 is a good place to start. I mean, I'm not giving 100, I'm not giving 10% of my pot to the
box. That's my point. Well, and then let's also keep in mind, you didn't win $1 million. Because Uncle Sam just took half. You know what
Close
I mean?
Close to it, right? Close to it, for sure. I think the general rule of thumb would be 10%. 10%. Okay. But that's in a contest where you win, you know, 2,000. So you rip off, you know, a little bit of that. The issue is when you're winning $500,000, $1 million, 20 million, like say Chirizi, Beef, and I take down the Survivor, and we win $18 million. I'm very sorry, Vegas Maddie, you're not getting 10% of $18 million. It's not happening. It's too much.
Yeah.
So I think it's a moving target. I mean, in a little pool, if I bank 1,800, okay, I'm more than okay giving away 10% of that because it's not a lot of money, and it's I don't know, like maybe I'm outing myself here, but I don't think 10% is the blanket when the numbers get so massive, because they should get something. Of course,
correct.
You know me.
Correct.
You've been out with me. You get something.
Yes.
You get something.
Yes.
But when we're in the six figures and seven figures, I don't think it's responsible on your end, the player, the winner, to give blanket 10% of that. That's insane.
Yeah, it was my dream, not your dream. Like, yes, you did your job. You made the picks for me, and I appreciate that. And I will take care of you. But it doesn't mean you get 10%. Like, that's crazy. Everybody's asking for 10% then. It came to mind because the baseball pool came to a close. And I'll just – I don't care. I care. I don't care if it's zero. I really don't. Because my work is before the pool gets going for most of it, for the pools that I run. It's getting it going. Okay, we're up and running first week. Everybody got their picks in. And then it's kind of automated after that. And it's not too much. Depending on the pool, sometimes I'll write reviews on a week-to-week basis, but whatever. It's not huge. This year in baseball, Cody Westerlin did it for me because I was like, it's just too much over the summer, then into football season to do the reviews. I'll take care of the payments and all that. But it just the difference that you see is interesting. I got a 1% tip. I was just like, I'd rather you not give me anything. Yeah, I'd rather have zero than a 1%.
Yeah. What's the pot? What was the pot?
There was a tie for first place. There were two guys that made it to the very end, and they both got their third strike because at that point you are using every team up, and they both had to use Colorado at that point, and then they both lost in that last week. But they each got $9,000 for first.
Oh, yeah, you're getting 900 from me.
Oh, 900.
Yeah, no questions.
I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. But I'm also the guy that's like, man, it's just too much. Like, God, everything's overpriced anyways, and now I got to tip you, like, on top of everything that we do. It's at a point where I'm going to pick up food. It goes through my mind, wait, they don't, like, make me feel bad if I don't tip. They don't have the screen that pops up. They actually charge me what they're charging me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go, like, extra and feel bad. I'm like, oh, yeah, you made my sandwich. Okay, here's 15, 20% for making the sandwich, which you're paid to do. Like, kind of a thing.
But if somebody's running a contest or putting in picks for a contest, it's a different conversation than putting mayonnaise and mustard and slathering it on a piece of bread. And I tip a couple bucks in the jar.
Yeah, so do I.
Don't get me
so
wrong. I go to bars. I'm different. I go to bars, and if I open up a tab, I put a 20 under the card and give it to them right away. Because then odds are good. If the bar gets packed, they're going to come to me before they go to somebody else. We've talked about this before. So you got a $90 tip on a $9,000 win, huh?
Basically.
Wow.
But I genuinely don't care, but I just thought it was interesting because the other person was more along your line of thinking.
So it evened out.
You know? Yeah. It totally.
You got a 5%. You got a 5% tip total.
Yeah.
About 1 in 10.
Something like that.
Coming together. All right.
But, like, I don't think there's any hard and fast rules on betting and contests and, you know, people that – so it's very different. And I think people don't know – genuinely don't know what to do. Like, I know I'm supposed to do something, but I don't know what. Like, what's the right number? And you don't ask them. Like, if you're to ask Maddie and Tony, if you take it down, like, what should I tip you? What do you normally get? Like, that's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, they wouldn't respond. I think Maddie and Tony would just say whatever you feel is right. Which makes it even weirder then, because if I don't give what they think is right, then I'm scum. Not that I'm scum. Although some would say. I do, before we move to Thursday night, what a caption if you're watching on YouTube, X, Twitch. Brian Gerch hitting the no Pippin Pippin on the lower third. I have plenty of Scottie Pippin stories I can share. Maybe now is not the time.
But you know what? Isn't Jordan kind of, it's funny that Pippen gets the rap, but I feel like I've heard stories like Jordan and Tiger in a similar vein, right? Like they're not the biggest tippers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Jordan just wouldn't pay at all.
Okay, that's worse. I mean,
yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Pippen would get I mean, I had people that used to wait on Pippen. They'd give a $600 tab and he'd leave like $20. But Jordan, the famous Jordan story I got was when he was gambling with somebody at Olympia Fields. And they were playing like $1,000 a hole. And Jordan got worked. So, okay, say Jordan won three holes. The other guy won 15. That's 12,000. Jordan went into his car, signed a couple of basketballs, flipped them to the guy and said, here you go, sell these. You know, like at the yeah. peak of his career. Yeah. And these are stories. Like I've heard plenty of stories like this. The guy I know that beat Jordan in golf tells the story all the time. It's like, yeah, I thought I was going to get a fat stack of hundreds, and I got two signed basketballs.
What's worth more? Probably the basketballs, especially now.
I don't know. The point is.
I know. Hey, you're dead,
the balls
dude.
You have to not pay the cash and sign the basketballs instead is wild.
Yep. Got away with it forever. All right. Did you want to do some of these moves here or Thursday?
Seattle, yeah, let's talk Thursday. I mean, we have to like Seattle, right? I mean, we can't sit here and talk about Seattle division on your end, looking at Seattle down the board NFC 30-1 to make a run and then see what happens. And then go, oh, I like Arizona on Thursday night. Yeah. I'm not there. I love this defense. I don't love road teams on Thursday night, so I'm not like super drawn to the Seattle side. But for me, it's Seattle or pass. The line opened 1. Now we're 1.5. The total hasn't really budged. 43.5, that's the current number at most places. Superbook and South Point are 43. Pinnacle and Chris are 43. But most books are 43.5. Very little line movement here. I'm drawn to Seattle big picture because of their defense. And I think Darnold is just fine as a regular season quarterback. And I'm not there on Arizona. Although you're going to see some support for sure for a home team catching one.
Yeah. And if you look at Thursday night football, you know, McDonald's not the first time he's dealing with this. He dealt with this a couple of times last year. So in the Thursday games for Seattle last year, it was a loss to San Francisco, 36-24. And you remember that legendary game at Soldier Field late in the season, week 17, 6-3. The Seahawks and the Bears. So those were the two night games. Yeah. He understands the quick turnaround. He's dealt with this in the past. And you look, we can't sit here and promote Seattle love or surprising at how strong that they've started the season. And then also Hey, they're going against Arizona, a team that you want to sell, a team that covered but did not win last week against San Francisco. And then, oh, I'm in on Arizona. Wait, you just hated them. And you're liking Seattle. That doesn't make any sense. So coin flip scenario, of course, we're going to be landing on the Seahawks side. So we'll have a full breakdown on that matchup coming up on the show tomorrow. If you've been watching on Twitter, check over to YouTube or go to BetMGMNetwork.com for the final hour of the show. All right, we're going to get to some baseball. We failed to do that. A lot of exciting races. Alana Rizzo will talk about it from foul territory on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.